Don't count the days, make the days count. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Don't count the days, make the days count. Everyone has the opportunity of living. Everyone's alive. Not everyone is making the days count, though. Not everyone is looking at each day and saying, wow, what a wonderful day this is. Wow, what a wonderful world this is. Wow, wow. Not everyone is so excited about the life that they're living. Make the days count. Don't count the days, just make the days count. How many days have we been here? Now, many times we'll be talking and saying, isn't it interesting? Here it is May, here it is June, here it is December, here it is February. How time flies. Wow. It seemed just yesterday we were enjoying a Christmas celebration. It seemed just yesterday we were doing these various things. Now, did we make the days count? Or did we just sort of let the days go by and didn't even count them? Didn't even make sure what was happening? Did we make the days count? Well, if every day I say to myself, I like me, if every day I say to myself, this is a wonderful world, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, if every day I say that to myself, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, if every day I say that to myself, I am making my days count. Because I am always working in my garden. Whether I like it or not, I am always working in my garden. I'm always planting seeds in my garden, and I'm planting seeds that I want to grow. I don't worry about the weeds, I don't worry about the negative things that might be in my world. I concern myself with the things that I wish to see experienced in my life. I am counting the days. I am making the days count by counting the days. I'm saying, well, let's see now. I'm going to put these seeds in the ground, and I'm going to fertilize them, and I'm going to nourish them, and I'm watering them, and taking care of them, getting lots of sunlight, letting them grow and become beautiful. Now, what seeds shall I plant in my garden? My garden has plenty of nourishment, plenty of water, plenty of sunshine, plenty of everything that it is. Now, but what kind of seeds do I want? What kind of seeds are going to make my days count? Well, do I want to have dandelions? Dandelions are just fine. Do I want to have roses? Roses are just fine. And then I have a friend who likes roses, and she tells me she likes certain kinds of roses. Not every rose pleases her. She likes certain kinds of roses. And I think to myself, well now, I like all roses. Every rose to me is a glorious expression of wonder and magic. But she likes roses that are expressing the kind of nature that she has for herself, the kind of attitude she has in her mind. And so she plants roses that reflect this. Now, is she wrong or is she right? Is she making her days count by worrying about the roses she's putting in there? Or is she just taking the roses because she knows she's going to seeds that are very excellent, she's going to plantlets that are very fine, she's putting them in beautiful prepared soil with plenty of nourishment, she is making sure the soil is damp as necessary, she makes sure the sun is not too much but just enough. If the sun is overwhelming, she covers the plants so that they are not overwhelmed by the sun. Now, nature doesn't do that. Nature just has plants grow helter-skelter here and yon. And we think, how strange. You'd think that nature would be the most beautiful gardener in the world. In truth, nature is the most beautiful gardener in the world. Because nature doesn't look at the plants and say, oh, too much sun is going to burn them. Oh, too little water is going to cause them to not grow properly. Nature has a way of working with plants and working with beings like us in just the right amount of everything. Nature has a way of making the days count. And every day after a seed is planted, that seed is going through its germination process and preparing to come forth. And when that seed loves itself, because it planted itself, when it loves itself, it's going to do all that it wants to do. It's going to come up through concrete sidewalks or through roadways, in the middle of a roadway with traffic going by. It's going to find nothing as an obstacle that keeps it from coming forth, because it is making each day count. Each day that it puts forth its green leaves to gather in the chlorophyll of the air, of the sun, of the sky, each day it does this, it does so lovingly and happily. It doesn't say, oh dear, too much, too little. I wish there were more. I wish there were less. It doesn't think those things. If there is too much water and its roots are washed up so that they come to the surface, and the plant dies, the plant doesn't say, oh dear, I died because of these problems that nature wasn't very kind to me. It doesn't say that. It has gone through a hiatus. It has gone through a training program, a training period. And then as the seasons turn around again, that plant, which the roots were showing and it was sort of out of the dirt, strangely enough, has something that is blessing it. And its roots take root again. And its roots make the plant grow again, and maybe in an awkward shape, maybe in a different manner than it had been originally planned according to what we think. But it is making every day count. It is saying, I want to live. To me, life is what I want to do. The vehicle in which I live, I love it, but I'm not going to say that I don't want to live in a plant that's lying down on the ground and sticking little roots out here and there out of its own stem rather than off of its root area. You see, life gives us the opportunity to do anything we want to do. And we might have a circumstance in our life that makes things extremely difficult. And we're counting the days and we're saying, oh my, it is really terrible how things are going on like this. What are we going to do? And we don't know what we're going to do. We don't know how we're going to do it. We don't know why we're going to do it. We just feel, hey, somehow we'll come through this thing. And so we begin to love ourselves even in the midst of what seems to be a disaster. Even what seems to be in the midst of the most horrendous situation we could have. The seed falls down, a bird is carrying it high above in the sky, and it falls down to the earth. And lo and behold, it falls on a little cleft in a rock. And that rock is hot, and the seed doesn't have a chance. Then moisture comes in there, and the seed gets a little too much moisture, and some of its compatriots, they rot and die. But this little seed, it takes what it gets. And here it is, impounded in this rock cleft. And there's no way it can have the adequate dirt, the adequate earth, the adequate sun to help it. But it doesn't care. It's going to come through. It takes its stem and it pokes it up through the cleft that it had come through. And it begins to gather in the sun. And as it does that, its roots begin to spread, and they cause the rock to crack and open up wider. And as it happens, then the dirt and dust come down in there and form a soil for it to grow in. And then over a period of years, the rock continues to support this beautiful tree that's growing out of the middle of a rock where you think nothing could grow and certainly nothing would want to grow. But this seed did not say, I will not grow here because it is not as beneficial to me. It grew because it is its nature to grow. It is its nature to be what it is, to make every day count. And so it grew, and it grew. It grew and it grew, and a great and glorious tree out of the middle of this giant rock looks so incongruous, so out of place, and yet it is just one of nature's expressions. The seed chose to grow. It was not daunted by its bad luck. The seed chose to grow, and the seedling grew into this tree. And the roots needed a place to expand and grow, so they spread this rock. They broke it apart. They forced it apart by the very nature of their own growth. And the life in them was so powerful and so glorious and so wonderful that the rock split apart, giving that seed an opportunity to fulfill its nature, to fulfill its being, to be making every day of its life count in a glorious, wonderful way. What an interesting trip. Interesting thing to think about a seed and a plant and how difficult their circumstances may be, and how we sometimes say we don't have much good luck, much good fortune. Well, it's not a matter of good luck and good fortune. It's a matter of choosing to live, choosing to make every day count, to make every day express the fullness thereof, and let every day bring forth the beauty that is therein dwelling, and to have the roots break open the rock, and to have the stem reach up toward the sky, and the leaves open up and take in the chlorophyll and give the roots more power to grow and expand. And in its most unfavorable situation, because it chose to take life and make every day count, it brought forth a triumphant stem, a triumphant plant. We see many of them in the mountains. We see many of them in the hillsides. We see many of them where large rock areas persist. Because though the seed may have fallen on rocky ground, within that seed is the life principle, and it is not to be put down. Within that seed is its desire to be each day all that it can be, to make each day count and to be wonderful. And so it is. When we think of the seed and its difficulties, and how we think of how easy our own life is, how everything is virtually given to us, can we begin to make the most of it? Can we begin to be a great blessing with everything that's coming our way? We can. We can. We will, and we are doing it now, because we are that seed that wants to live. It may be given difficult circumstances, but it wants to live. And so no matter what the circumstances are, it lives each day. It makes each day count. It lives each day fully and completely in a blessing, in love, recognizing that though it might have been a difficult circumstance for another, for one that wishes to live, that wishes to make every day count, it is merely an opportunity to prove how beautiful life really is. I have that opportunity for me. We all do. We're all faced with challenges from time to time. But when we make each day count, then the only thing that matters is, are we being ourselves and having fun as we're going along? And if we are, then we've done it very nicely. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.